Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to announce I'm collaborating with ARG Apparel on merch for Brocal Therapy. Now you can support BGT, look fucking dope, and make this shit a movement. To purchase your order, please go to brocaltherapy.com. And please, don't forget, take a screenshot of you listening to this episode on whatever podcast app you're listening on, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at Stephanie Megan and at Brocal Therapy, and enjoy the show. Yes, bitch. Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke girl therapy.
And so we're on the dance floor and like Jen's kind of like standing in the bar, like talking to him or whatever. And he's right. you're really fucking cute. But like, who's your loud friend? And you know me, I had my fan out and I was like,
just go on and on.
Can't understand how it lasts so long. And he's like,
you know, I got superpowers. No, but
16 hours. I made 60 albums of me on the front and they
Where'd you get Did you know? I smoked a blunt with Too Short once? Did I never tell you that?
How have we been friends for so long and you've never told me?
I don't know why I've never, and I know that you love Too Short.
I don't just love him. I think he's one of the greatest American poets since like Oscar Wilde and Shakespeare. He's brilliant.
I was like at some party, whatever. It was like fucking BET party. You know what I mean? And like I honestly I don't really like to smoke weed. Like I do sometimes, but, you know? And then I was with a group of friends. And he like comes up, he's like, yo, can I hit that? And we're just like, yeah, like of course.
Duh.
Right. And so like my friend passes it to him and then like he was right next to me and he like passes it to me. And I wasn't even planning on smoking, but I was like, I have to do this. Like,
I'm pretty sure I would do it. I mean, I don't even smoke weed, but if Too Short was like, hit this, I'd be like, bet she can't dance like that with a dick in her and then just take a hit.
Oh my God, I shut up. But I was like too nervous. I was like, okay. And like, I took it. Yeah, I don't
think. Like, you're like a second blow. Like, yeah, oh, I was like, what do you mean?
And then that was that. And he left. And we're just like, and my friend got a photo of him too. So like, I literally have that photo. And I'm like, that's like.
I love
legendary.
That. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Broke Girl Therapy is brought to you by
Dick.
All shapes and sizes.
And length. I don't know. I was just trying to add that to it.
No, I know. I was trying to think of like a really funny like thing to introduce the podcast in the sense that it's like Broke Girl Therapy brought to you by Fuck Boys and Fireball.
I don't even drink Fireball that much. It's been like salsa tequila, what? Bottom shelf.
Did I ever tell you? Okay, this is probably not going to make a podcast, but I'm pretty sure that Anthony's roommate is your dream dude because he lives like a frat boy and drinks nothing but Fireball and is like intelligent.
I love it that like that's what makes him my dream dude.
Yeah, I was like,
he parties hard.
He parties hard and he
drinks cheap alcohol.
And he's a sweetheart. He does put Sour Patch Kids in the freezer.
Wait, that's weird. But you know what? My family does that. My family always puts candy like in the freezer or like the fridge. I don't know why. My mom does it all the time. I don't personally like to do that.
It's not going to go bad. It's sugar. It's not going to go bad. But yeah.
We didn't even start the show yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Let's get into this.
Anyway. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Brocal Therapy. And guess the fuck what? Guess who I have in the fucking building? And trust me, it's taken a lot of chances just to get her in here. Or even to even hang out with me. I miss you.
I miss you,
we
too.
We have Rose McAleese.
Your
Rose
loud Stone. Friend.
My loud friend.
Who's your loud friend?
It's you.
That's me. It's you. I'm back. It's been a minute. Yeah. So much has changed.
Dude.
I know.
So much has changed.
Bro.
You rolled up and I was like, we have so much to talk about.
So like literally it was just like, okay, we need a debrief. I could feel it like oozing out of me.
Right.
Like, we have so much to talk about. I was like, I'm here.
And I also
for
feel
it.
Like we have so many topics to talk about that we literally like all of them would have been great. We just had to like
put there will be three separate, I feel like a trilogy.
I don't even know where this conversation's gonna go, but it's
I
gonna
know.
Go.
Actually, I would love to see where you take it. Because this is definitely gonna be a therapy
This session. Is. And I don't even know where to begin. Well, do you remember?
Flashback. Okay.
Do you remember Ricky? You can't say his real name. Other name. You can't say it. So
yes.
If you guys remember the story about Ricky, then you a fucking real one, because I haven't talked about Ricky
in a minute.
Like, Ricky was like the dude that I like made out with right after Bobby, when I found out he had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I made out with Ricky, but he had a girlfriend. And so I ended it. I ended it because I was like, I'm not dealing.
Did you end it?
Yeah, I did. We didn't talk for like 3 months.
That's not ending it. You didn't ghost him. You zombied him.
No. I just told him like, we can't do this anymore.
But you're still homies.
We didn't talk.
Oh.
Like, I cut him off and he like respected my space and just, you know what I mean? Like, we were cool. Like, it wasn't like beef, but I just told him I felt like I was going through a lot mentally. And also like, I was just like hurt by the whole Bobby thing. And then like hooking up with a guy who had a girlfriend, I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Right. You were like, oh no, what's up? What's down?
I just didn't even feel like dating. So remember I went on that dating cleanse
and it was. Yes. I set by me.
Set by you.
I gave you the restart date of June 1st.
Right.
We put it in my calendar.
And I actually stuck with it.
Yeah, you did. Without me knowing, because I wanted to bring it up to you a couple times. And then I was like, don't. Out of sight, out of mind. Like, she's going to do this by herself. And you did.
And to be honest, like, I didn't even take it seriously when you were like, you have it till June 1st. I was like, whatever. We'll see. But I just naturally was like,
June 1st.
And like, June 1st came up. I was like, oh, shit. I actually just did not even like try to flirt or date anybody.
Yeah,
and
it felt really on you.
Yeah,
that felt important.
It felt really, really good.
I love that.
But I'm still a dumbass.
No, you're like a, you know, the, here's the thing. You're a smart dumbass because you know when you're being a dumbass. It's like a catch 22 where it's like, you're not insane when you say you're insane because it means that you're sane.
I'm self-aware.
You're very self-aware.
Yeah. I think that like, I am like emotional and I act on emotions, but I'm also just like, this is wrong.
I feel like that's every.
Why are you doing? But like, I do it a lot.
That's like a lot of people. I feel like where they're like, this is wrong and I'm doing it.
It's
but
just one of those things that are just wrong.
It's wrong.
Anyway, we reconnected.
See, I told you, you zombied. You didn't cut him off. You were just like, bye for now.
Because here's the thing, like, I actually, like, besides the attraction to one another, like, generally as friends, like, we really like vibed and kicked it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you guys did have great conversations. And you did educate him in a lot of ways. I'm just gonna say that right now. I will not talk about all his opinions, but the ones I did not agree with.
Oh god, he's definitely listening to this. He knows.
Hello,
exactly.
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
How you doing? You know where you, besides stepping and sounding dumb, but you're not a dumb guy, which is, I'm like, that's why I'm always like, bro, like, he is a smart dude. It's just, I'm like, come on.
He comes from a different world.
True. I always forget that. Like, where you grew up, a lot of your beliefs are attached to like your hometown,
how you were raised.
You know, it's like a lot of people that are like, we're born religious, like rebel against it. And they're like, I hate religion. I'm against it. You know? And so it's, and we've talked about that before, the Jezebel, like Madonna complex. But so I understand. And he's, like you said, he's always been willing to like hear you out. He's not one of those guys that's like, no, this is the truth. It's like, it's not necessarily the truth. It's your opinion. And then you have a good dialogue with him.
Right.
He does listen. I don't know if he's changed. I don't know his new opinions, but he does listen, which is the most important part.
Right. That goes a long way, because if someone was like, even if they agreed with me, but they still were like very stuck in their ways, that's.
No.
Yeah.
There's no growth in that.
Exactly. But yeah, so he's been in my life and we've just been, you know, kicking it as friends. And just, I don't know. It's like one of those things like where there's just like so much chemistry that like you can't deny that shit, man. Like, I've been on hella dates.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this. And the thing is like, I ended things with him and Bobby. And Bobby, I didn't honestly like you guys, I was super upset about it. Like, you've heard the episodes, we've done the heartbroken episode. And I was honest, after that, I didn't even miss him. Nothing about it was just like, I mean, I think I was more upset about the rejection part, about someone not wanting
me.
But I was also just like, wait, like, but him as a person, like, he's cool, whatever, like, no shade to him. But I just didn't miss what we had. There was nothing that I miss, you know? So I get it. But with him, I was like, yo, I miss him. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm only laughing because that's when you know you fucked up. That's okay. As a guilty as charged, when you miss a dude, like genuinely, like, damn, I really miss this dude. That's when you know you fucked up and you end up in a very happy, amazing relationship.
Because you're in a relationship. Let's give people the updates of what's going on with you guys.
So I date Moscow. Yes. He's my boyfriend. I love that kid.
Oh,
I
my just, God. Yeah. So Rose threw a party this last weekend.
Oh, God. This is a true story.
And I went to go pee. And I see Rose sitting on the floor in her bathroom.
In my bathrobe. With my shoes on. I had like taken everything off and I just put my bathrobe on, which is a great indicator to be like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, I'm tired. Right. Yeah. Is walking around in your bathroom.
I know. I was like, damn, like, we should probably leave. But people.
It was like 3 a.m. I was like
one of the last people to leave on my bed.
You could have slept over if you wanted to. But I was.
Don't lie, bitch.
No, girl. I have like 5 air mattresses and there was 2. 5? Yes. Because I won't say where I got them from. But I have a lot of air mattresses. Okay. Well, my mom doesn't want me to ever admit that I ever steal because I don't. Anyway, so that's the point of the story. Point of the story being, like, there was 2 girls that like crashed in my bed, and then there's 2 girls that crashed on like things. Because that's my other thing is that as a sober person, when I throw house parties, I do have accommodations to be like, do not drive home drunk. Right. If you do take a Lyft, I will wait for the Lyft with you. Make sure you get into the right car.
Right.
Because my neighborhood's not sketchy; it's a residential neighborhood, but I like want to make sure you get in the right. Right. Uber. Right.
You like you're get it together.
Yes, but I was in the bathroom in my bathrobe.
And just be like, I love you. Moscow. I love you, Moscow. Like, you're so great. And like, everyone keeps complimenting the book that you got me. And then I was like, just peeing, like, who are you?
Oh, yeah, but that was the best part. I was like, oh, and Stephanie's peeing. She says hi. And you're like, hi.
Yeah, and I was like, no, but I loved it though. I felt like that gives hope. And I think that's why this is like such an important conversation because, I mean, like, you admitted it. Like, you've had your fun. You've had a lot of fun, girl.
And so has he. That was like one of the things is that we always joke where it's like, oh, we're 2 hoes that fell in love. Like, we both like had a lot of fun and we've had a lot of sex and we've both enjoyed it. And right when we met, it was kind of that moment where we were both like, man, like, sex isn't fun anymore. Like, I kind of got at that point. And you know, I faked it, you know, for a lot of time in the sense that like, I'm enjoying it, but I'm like, not really. I'm not really connecting with someone. And then you, of course, it's always when you're not looking for it. I hate that cliche, but it's
or
the
like
best
when
way
you're just keeping
it.
Your options open and having fun. Cause that's kind of what I think the premise of this episode I'm trying to go to. Cause I don't know where the fuck this is going to go. was like keeping your options open and you were having fun. You were keeping your options. You weren't really like just trying to do like one at a time, which I tend to do.
Right.
And,
but I did that though. Like came back, we like hooked up all of winter break, and then I came back to LA.
Winter break, like we're in high school.
I know we're in high school.
Okay, you're the one that's at high school right now. All of winter break.
He writes me notes. Just kidding. He meets me at my locker. He walks me home. But no, so then like I went back to LA after winter break. To be fair, it was winter break. As a writer, we weren't in the writer's room and he was on his break from... Anyway, so I'm not defending my childhood statements, okay? My teenager ways. And like, I had like... had this feeling where like a dude, it was so weird because I like landed in LA and a dude that I used to talk to texted me and I just text back, I'm not bringing you into 2019. And that was like the last time I heard from him. And then...
You said that?
Yeah, to this dude because I was just like... Yeah. I had met Moscow and I didn't realize that this was how I was feeling about Moscow, but like I go back to LA and like I didn't try, like I didn't hook up with anyone else, I didn't like make the effort, like people would text me and I just wouldn't respond,
right?
I just never engaged in any of the conversations, and then eventually the text messages stopped and then his started, like, you know, he would text me and be like, hey, how are you doing? And then
because it's like you have this genuine like connection where you want to talk to each other,
and we have
and
a
it's
lot
like, and you can't help it.
No, and we have a lot that we're so different because he's very left brain and I'm very right brain. I mean, he works in a completely different industry than me. He's very fascinated in what it means to be like a writer in LA, and I explained to him like what a showrunner is and what a producer does and what hair and makeup is. so it's amazing, and I don't know anything about computer science. I don't know what he does, but he's very good at it. It involves code and computers, and I know that he's on a team, and I know he's really a good leader on his team.
It's very technical.
It's very technical, and I support you, bae, do you. But it was like one of those things where, and then we went on a trip together in Portland. It happened to be Valentine's Day weekend, and it was amazing, and then we spent another week together in Seattle. Then I went back and we had some issues because we were like both basically just trying to fight these feelings that we had for each other. Like, you live in Seattle, I live in LA. Also,
so it's like a long distance relationship.
Yes, it is a long distance relationship, which we will talk about
because
but it is a long distance relationship. And it wasn't until all my friends were like, that's your boyfriend. I'm like, no, it's not. And it's like, no, that's your boyfriend. Rose, you're not being a hoe. You're being loyal to someone.
You're being monogamous.
You're being monogamous. You literally talk to this dude every night. Like, you are providing him with emotional labor. He's providing you with emotional labor. Like, you can talk to each other. You're supporting each other. And it's like, that's your dude. And the one and only, like, we have like tiffs where we disagree on things politically, but the one and only relationship fight we had was the relationship fight that we both agreed that we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
Because there was like this moment where I was just like frustrated, and I was like, he was like, what do you want from me? I was like, I want you to be my fucking boyfriend.
Wow.
And he just got quit. I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And I just kept that. Sorry, mom. I cuss too much on this podcast. And I was like, damn, damn, damn. And then he was like, I want that too. Yeah, fuck, fuck, fuck. We'll talk about Love Island in a minute, okay? We'll get in that a second. I had to recap. So I didn't want him to like mug me off, you know? But then he was like, well, I want that too. I want to be your man. And so then we were like, what does this mean? What does this look like? So right now we're like, you know, basically 7 months into this relationship, and I see him literally once a month. Like, I go up to Seattle a lot. He's come down here. Because that's the other thing, is I'm from Seattle and he's from LA. So, like, we come and see each other's family.
You're gone, like, every other week.
Pretty much, yeah. And if it's, I always make I try to make it, like, at a work expense or, like, a project where I'm like, okay, let me get, like, a writing gig when I'm in Seattle. Or, like, something that's, like, a blog post or something that will, like, pay for my ticket.
Right.
But I have a lot of frequent flyer miles, so I'm taking advantage of that shit. But, yeah, it's just been, it's been really nice. It's hard. I won't lie. Long-distance relationships are hard. However, where him and I are in our careers, it's probably the best thing, because I need to focus on like deadlines and writing scripts. And right. I like would feel so guilty if we were living in the same city, and I'd be like, bro, we're going to go weeks with not seeing each other. And
right.
He's also in the height of his career. Like, he just got a massive promotion. And so it's really nice to then be like, when I see you, it's you and me time.
Right.
Like, it's completely dedicated. We just like
shut everything out.
Yeah. And it's exciting. Like, I still get goosebumps, like when, and like butterflies when he like picks me up at the airport. I'm like, oh, this is, I'm so nervous.
Aww.
All the time. And it's a really, really great feeling. And before I was coming here, I was like, yo, I might talk about our relationship. And he was like, no, I think you should, because you're kind of, he didn't say inspiration, but like, he's like, I think, you know, Stephanie's listeners want to know that like a reformed hoe can find out. He didn't say that either, but that
there's hope in us all.
There's hope in us all. And there are good guys out there. And the issues we have in our relationship isn't about the distance. It's about our own personal insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a loyal asshole. Like, I have never cheated on any of my boyfriends. I've been cheated on, but I've never cheated on, and I would never cheat on someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's people that are like, you can't say that. It's like, no, I can't. The same way that I know that I will never murder someone.
Right, right.
Just a definite in who I am. So it's just reminding him that, and him reminding me that, and the fact that we're not any other relationship.
Right, right.
And that's my biggest piece of advice, is stop comparing. Like, I actually don't like, I've never liked the hashtag relationship goals, because no. Like, you shouldn't.
That's just cheesy.
It's just cheesy. And also, like, you shouldn't, like, you can't compare yourself to another relationship.
Right.
You don't know what they're going through. They don't know what you're going through. If you compare, then it's like, oh man, but like, he said this to his girl, and like, that makes, and you start overthinking and the wheel starts spinning and it gets really nasty. So we always have this thing where like, if I feel like someone else's relationship is seeping into ours, I immediately tell him, and I'm like, I don't like this feeling. And he's like, okay, let's just talk about this. Like, really
that's
big.
Good. I feel like that's what, like, I mean, that's definitely what makes a good relationship is the communication, especially if the distance is so far.
Yeah. And even like stupid shit, like when you see like memes about like side chicks and like jokes on the internet. See what I did there? See how I brought it back? But things like that where it's like, it, you know, it makes me twinge a little bit to be right. like, you know, or like, I know that I'm a jealous person. I know that. It's something that I'm working with. It's something I'm working on. Mm. And but I have a partner who's like, it's okay to be jealous. It means you care. It means you love me. So right. he's really understanding of it. And like he has his insecurities, but he's like way better at dealing with his insecurities than me. And I think it's partly because he's a dude and dudes aren't allowed in society to be insecure.
Right.
We don't leave them that space. But he does like he does have his insecurities, but like can talk to me about them and it's right. not like awkward and weird. And you know, he's I've never dated Moscow before. This is the first time I've ever dated a Moscow.
Yeah,
this is the first time he's ever dated a Rose, so we can't compare our past right. relationships.
That's,
I
think that's like an important thing to say yeah. is that you can't compare.
You can't.
I mean, I tend to do that,
and I think it's natural. It's naturally gonna happen. You're gonna yeah. compare constantly because right. we are in such a compare culture. I mean, you look at Instagram and you're like, well, she's prettier than me or she's skinnier than me or he right. has better fashion. She has more followers. Like you right. just naturally do that.
Right, right.
We shouldn't though.
But we do.
But we do. So side chicks are...
Am I a side chick?
Okay, so I don't think you're necessarily a side chick because you haven't hooked up with this dude.
We haven't had sex. That's the thing. I'm just going to jump to conclusion to tell y'all. Like, me and Ricky haven't
had sex. That's not jumping to conclusions. You know. Y'all know. Yeah. This is
but,
a fact.
But you know, people are like, ooh, they probably had sex. And they're no. like, wait till the end. No, I'm going to tell y'all straight up. We have never had sex. Have we made out and, like, dry humped? Yeah.
Oh, again, my favorite term, dry humping.
It's
back
not
in
like
the podcast.
It's not like fucking denim on denim. It's just like, you know, a little like.
Which is what I always little, think about.
Like, you know, a little bit of like swerve on swerve. Like, you know what I mean?
I hope this is the little like promotion video on Instagram. It's just me staring at you doing a swerve on swerve. Anyways.
Swerve on swerve. God.
Yeah.
It's one. Okay. Here's the thing. Like, he doesn't ever talk about her. And that.
Duh. I'm sorry. That, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
She knows, you know she exists. She doesn't know you exist.
She might. I don't know.
Oh, whoa. Wait, she does or she doesn't?
I don't know. Here's the thing. They're in, going back to long distance relationships, they're in a long distance relationship.
It sounds like a very unhealthy one.
Yeah, he did. He came over last night. We had a very long conversation mm-hmm. about our situationship. And he was, you know, saying that like he actually doesn't see himself with her. There's something that like he's trying to get out of it. And there's just more to the story.
Okay.
I don't know. He didn't get me any details about that. And I don't press on it because it's just like, that's whenever you're comfortable telling me something, like that's when he's comfortable telling mm-hmm. me something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna be like, but like, why? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, I'm not gonna press on it. Like, obviously you're clearly stating you guys are not gonna work out, you know? But the biggest concern about me and him, besides her, because that's a really huge concern, is that he's moving in November.
Thank God.
Oh my God. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time, and I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match.
That's no shade to him. Yeah. That is... Okay, every time I come on this podcast, I don't know if you know, but I come here to defend my friend Stephanie.
Right.
Because sometimes the girl who hosts this podcast is very mean to Stephanie, aka you're mean to yourself. So I always have your best interests at heart. I want to make sure you don't get hurt. And right. I want to make sure that you walk away from this situation learning a lesson, but unscathed.
Here's the thing, like going back to being self, like I'm very fucking self-aware of the situation. Absolutely. And I told him, I was like, because I've realized that I have actually like very bad abandonment issues. And I'll probably do an episode later about that. It's just like something that I've realized a lot about myself that, and it's also something that's mentioned in the Medium episode. But anyway,
whoa, that episode was heavy, but yeah. We won't talk about that.
Yeah. But
just listen to it. It's great. Or watch it.
Oh, you listened?
That episode gave me chills.
Really?
Just because it was like one of those things where I'm like, mediums are cool ideas, but just the fact of like what she was saying to you, I was like, oh, ha ha. Like it hit hard.
Right. It did. It was like very emotional. So ever since then, it's been very like kind of emotional for me. And like, I've been reflecting back on like how I was raised, and it does make sense. I'm so hard on myself. Mm-hmm. It's because in my entire life, I've just been being, you know, and like, just not really like appreciated.
Absolutely.
So it's now that I realize this, it's like it's a journey now to just kind of deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So but you know, abandonment issues is one of the things that I've come to realize. And but he's leaving, and I've expressed that to him. I said, you know, I expressed like my issues with that. And he was like very, very, very understanding. And like he was like, honestly, like I feel bad doing this. Like, why are we doing this? Mm. Knowing that I'm leaving, you know, and like, and also he's in a situation. I'm like, fuck, like this is just so. And then like, here's the thing. Like, I just as a friend, like if I was like my friend, I would tell myself like, just fucking cut it off, dude. What the fuck are you doing?
Fucking cut it off, dude. What the fuck are you doing?
Right. But like when you really connect with someone and you feel something, and that's just like the scary part. Like I actually really fucking like this dude.
Okay. So this is really interesting that you just brought up. So I've never been a side chick.
Yeah.
I've never been one. I've hooked up with a married man, but the second I found out he was married, I was like, deuces.
And I've been in that position too. And I remember even saying like, I would never purposely ever be like, if I knew I'm fucking out, you know, and as soon as I find out about other dudes, I fucking leave.
Yeah. Because I've been the victim of a dude having a side chick and then learning that he had a side chick and being right. Like, devastated.
And it's like woman to woman, right? Like look out for one another. And like that part kills me. Like I'll be fucking on it. Like that part, I'm just like, whoa, like this is just going against everything that I fucking believe.
Right.
But it's like, but also I don't know, like I really like him, and I know that doesn't make it okay or like mm-hmm. But I genuinely like I've been on hella dates and with him and we just really connect and I just have a good time. And I feel like we don't agree on a lot of things, but we challenge each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even though we don't agree on a lot of things, he, again, like you're saying, he listens. So it's like this room for me to express myself, you know, in like a more deeper sense than just being like, oh, dick, dick, dick. It's like, no, this is what I believe. This is what I feel. And like last night when we were talking about how we felt, like I found myself like struggling to like say the things that I felt. And he was just like, just say it. Just fucking say it, you know? And so it was like, he was like, he was really pushing me to say it. And like, I even told him, I was like, I think, I mean, I don't see myself with this dude. I don't. And then, like,
okay.
But no, I'm gonna get into that.
I was hoping because I'm real confused right about now. I don't know if the people listening at home are keeping score, but I'm Rose is confused.
I am all over the place. I am okay. All over the place.
Let me take a drink of my soda water. Continue.
Yeah. So, like, here's the thing, and we talked about this too because he was like, you know. He's like, if we would get into a relationship, yeah, well, what would that be like? Whatever. And I was just like, I couldn't because granted, doing a long distance relationship, and I know what you would do when you were in one already. Cause
I mean, not to quote my favorite poet, Genuine, but differences. That's one of the greatest songs. What the hell? You do it to him. What makes you think you're not going to do it to me?
Right. It's one of those things that's like, you know, it's kind of the foundation is not really fucking strong there. And also it's like, my abandonment issues of you leaving and if you come back, you know, you visit, it's like you're going to keep coming back and forth. It's like it's too much for me to handle, you know. Mm-hmm. And also like, I don't know, I feel like everyone comes into your life for a reason.
I completely
agree. And you know, and so like even if it's not something that's like forever and it's something that's temporary, like I look at this as like I try to cut it off, but yet we're still like very drawn to one another. And that's something we both agree on. Like we're just very, very drawn to one another. Sexually and mentally.
First of all, pause. Not sexually. I'm telling you,
well, it we might like be make out different. And just like,
but it might be completely different when you have sex.
Right. Yeah. Which I'm not ready to have sex with him. Which is a scary thing because the 95% chance it's just gonna slip. But I've been doing. Look, we hang out all the time, and I've been doing real good. Let me tell you, I've been doing great at it. But honestly, like I just generally feel like I don't feel like I'm ready and I don't want to because I've told him this too. I was like, I will get attached. I will get attached. I can't just, and I've learned this with fucking Charles, Davion, fucking everybody that like, if I have sex with you and we already have this like mental, like feelings for one another and I have sex with you, it's just going to make like, it's already hard as it is. It's just going to make it harder for me. Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay, so this is for the movie nerds out there. I have this look on my face that I had when I first watched the movie Memento and it got to the end and you're like, this movie was done backwards, and then you're like, what? And you find out the big reveal. However, I am just as confused because you're like, there's nothing in this for me. Like, we're not gonna have a future, but like I'm gonna get attached.
Yeah, because he's leaving in November.
Yeah, but you're like, there's no future in us, but like, I'm going to get attached.
Because what? Because we're spending all this time with one another and we're probably going to spend time together until he leaves. And if we have sex while we're hanging out, it just makes it even harder because I'm losing consistent dick. But and, like, you know. But,
whoa, it's not even, no, okay, stop. Whoa, Stephanie, this might be our first fight. There's no consistent dick because you've never had the dick to begin with. It's not consistent. It would be if you were sleeping with him consistently.
Yeah. But I don't want to get to that point.
Yes. But like here you are being like, I'm giving up consistent dick. No, you're not.
No. Like that's why if I would have sex with him and we would have sex every time we see each other, then he leaves. Like, I mean, but it like, wouldn't be just about the dick. Obviously, it's about the person. I'm not, you know, whatever. But like it just.
No, you cannot have sex with this man.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not having sex with him.
No. I mean, like ever.
No. Yeah. I don't want to. That's what I'm, and that's why I, like, trust me, I could have fucked him last, like I don't want to.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if anyone else is, I'm so confused.
Okay.
I'm kind of like,
the thing, you're not
he was dead the whole time. Another
look,
movie
you're
reference.
Not like it's crazy and I feel crazy because you're not the only friend that's just like, what?
It's just confusing because, okay. Kind of like
I'm confused. He's confused. We're all fucking confused.
Yes. And I also think it's one of those things where it's like, I don't think I've ever seen you like this. So it's weird to process.
But what's wrong with, what do you mean?
Not that it's bad. It's just like a different version of Stephanie where I'm like, well, first of all, you've never been in this situation before, right? And right. So it's like, we don't know how to react or handle this situation that we've never been in before. But then it's like seeing you and like knowing your morals and like knowing the type of person you are and knowing how incredible you are. It's like this trifecta of like, what the fuck? How did you get into this situation?
That's what I'm saying.
It's wild. It's a mind fuck. It is a literal mind fuck.
Like, I mean, he even brought it up. It was like, why are we doing this? You know, because it's like we don't understand why we're doing it. And I like, I'm trying to process it, but I'm also like, I want to hang out with him. And I've told him that. I told him that last night. I want to be in his space. I just want to like, I don't like.
Okay. So here's my other thing is people that are listening and Stephanie being here, I love and support you and think you're amazing and beautiful and you're a little unicorn princess. I'm trying to understand it because like the whole reason why I even became a writer is because I want to know the why. I want to know why you ended up in the situation. I want to know why people do the things they do. I want to know why people cheat because I've been cheated on and I want to know why. And it's also interesting because you are the side chick and this is the first time, right? Okay, let's not call it a side chick. You are the emotional labor girlfriend.
Yeah.
And this is what I was talking about earlier about the whole emotional labor thing, mm-hmm. where it's like, don't be that part of the girlfriend.
Should I just name this emotional labor?
Hashtag emotional labor. Don't be, if you're not the girlfriend, don't act like the girlfriend. Like, it's a difference.
So I shouldn't plan what to do for his birthday.
What the fuck? Oh my God, wait a second. I'm over. Wait a second. Bitch, no. I don't even plan my good guy friend's birthday parties. I literally only know two of my home dude's birthday parties. And that's because one of them shares a birthday with me, Halloween. And the other one I've known since I was 13.
Because his birthday's coming up.
I don't give a fuck. You know who's going to plan his birthday? Is his girlfriend. Why are you going to plan this dude's? Okay, see, why are you trying to be a girlfriend? Why are you trying to be a girlfriend? Bitch, I can't believe it. Oh my God, I'm so confused.
That's okay. Here's the thing that's so fucked up in my head, all right? This is therapy. This is fucking therapy. We have to dissect my fucking train of thought here.
Okay, go.
There is this one side of me that's just like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. And the other side of me is literally, you rose, like the way your reaction is like, that is what's going on in my head where I'm like, why the fuck,
bitch? I love that. I love like, you know how like in the cartoons it was the angel and the devil, and right. I love how it's like this little like slutty angel on one being like, I want to try it. He makes me feel things. And then it's me on the corner eating a bag of like ho chips being like, bitch, what the fuck you thinking? He got a girl though. You're yelling. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have to turn that down. I'm sorry for the people who are wearing AirPods in their ears. Also, if you have both your AirPods, you're an adult. Anyway, I know. But no, that's what I'm saying. I will be that person.
I know. Oh. I know. I thought I'd like, because I was like, oh, your birthday's coming up. You know, like what the fuck do you want?
No. You can get it. Okay. Here's the thing. You can get him a gift because I get my home dude's gifts, honestly. But you know what I did for Moscow's birthday?
I'm not going to plan a birthday. I just want to plan like something to do with him. Like fucking, I don't know.
Okay. Can I give a suggestion? Yeah. Kind of like how February 15th is side chick day. It's either the 13th or the 13th or the 15th, right? So what you can do is you can take him out to dinner, but it can't be on his birthday.
Okay. Well, good thing,
because you know what,
good thing he's actually going out of town on the week of his birthday, so I'm just gonna see when he gets back. Perfect. So it would be like,
because you know what I did for Moscow on his birthday?
What?
I took him to dinner. I had some of his friends meet us at the Ace Hotel. But do you know why I did that? Because I'm his girlfriend. Okay, I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I know. Okay. But he did say that he'd get me thigh-high boots for my birthday.
If I heard... Okay, and I'm not even going to... Okay.
like, once I say this, this literally just happened like last night, aka this morning. And like, so I just feel like this is the first time I'm like processing everything.
So everything you're saying right now, you're saying out loud for the first time.
Yeah. I haven't talked to anyone about this. So it's literally, I wasn't even planning on like doing this ep. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we had other
this
plans.
This was an episode about networking.
It was supposed to be about.
This is an episode that was supposed to be about networking. And teaching people how to chase their dreams, and that being a freelancer doesn't mean you have to be broke. But no.
And you weren't even supposed to come on to record today. It was supposed to be my other friend, and we're supposed to talk about something else. I feel like everything is just not. Wait.
I mean, this podcast is side chick.
Right. No, okay, Rose.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Like, you know how many times you know that you're not. Like, that's, come on, calm the fuck down.
I'm your main. But no, okay. I don't know. Side chicks are just such a weird concept to me. And so are open relationships. Because I think that just means you're single with like more than one partner. Like, I don't think that, like, it's kind of like, okay, this is going to sound like a weird metaphor. But like, being in an open relationship and having a side chick is like being a vegetarian that still wants to eat vegan or vegetarian burgers. Like, you're not you are a vegetarian. So why do you want something that resembles meat? Why do you want a burger? Go eat a fucking salad. So like, when people are like, I'm in an open relationship, and then usually actually have a friend who's going through this right now where she's in an open relationship, but then came to me and was like, he cheated on me. No, he didn't. You're in an open relationship.
Right.
You only think he cheated on you because it hurt you. Because this is the first time he's hooked up with another girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? And there's probably outliers that exist, but I just don't think it's possible at all. And maybe it's because I'm loyal to a T, and I'm like, yo, when I'm with a dude, I am with a dude.
And that's my like issue too. Like, even if I shouldn't be loyal to them, like,
yeah.
But that's the thing. I'm going on a date this weekend, you know? And like, I told him about that.
Oh, and what was his reaction?
Well, he was cool with it. He was like, all right, you know, like, cool.
He's not here. You don't have to defend him. What was his
reaction? I'm not defending him, but I'm just saying, like, he was just like, okay, cool. Like, he was chill with it. And then all of a sudden he was like, you know, and we talked about it more. He was like, you know, if you do kiss him, like, I don't want to kiss you. Like, I don't want us to continue kissing. I was like,
good. Then you should make out with this dude that you're going on a date with, just so that Ricky doesn't have anything. Like, just do it. Just make out with this dude.
I'm going to just go with the flow. If I feel like it, if I don't, like, I'm not going to, like, what he said is not going to stop me. If I feel a connection with this new dude, like, I'm not going to fucking just be like, no, Ricky told me I can't do this, you know, like, it's just not. But what are your thoughts on that?
Where do I begin? Do we have another hour? Like, what's happening? I'm just so confused. But like, this aside, like I was talking about earlier, like, I'm just like, side chicks and things like that have always confused me. Like, I'm confused on why people cheat.
Right.
I'm confused on why people look for emotional labor in people that are not their partner. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like,
I mean, here's the thing. Like I was saying, like, this is something that I would never, like, if you asked me even fucking like last year or even early this year, like, I'd be like, no, fuck that. I would never like intentionally like be with someone who has a girlfriend. Like, that's fucking, fuck that, woman to woman. Gotta look out for one another. And I still stand by that. However, it's almost like, okay, I've always been really against it because my mom cheated on my dad. And, you know, so I've been very like, towards like cheating and stuff like that, you know, and I'm not saying that this is making it right by any means, but it's almost like, I feel like I'm not trying to make excuses either, but it's almost like I'm put in this situation to almost understand why people get into this.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe to like, maybe somehow forgive my mom or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? And saying like, right. So I feel like I look at it in a bigger picture. Again, it's not making it right, because I still don't think what I'm doing is right. And I don't want to promote that this is okay. And I'm just being honest about what I'm going through, because maybe hopefully I could work it out while I talk it out, and mm-hmm. people could listen and be like, oh, okay. Like, I understand, even though I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
I think I'm the worst person to ask this about because cheating is such a big deal to me.
Right.
Like, it's literally, that is it. Like, you could, you know, crash my car. You could, you know, I can't even think of other things, but if you cheat on me, like, it's done. We're over. Like, right. There's no, I can never forgive you. We can't do this. Cause I've been the dumb girl who stuck it out. Like, my last dude cheated on me constantly.
Right.
And then the reason why we broke up is because when I broke into his Facebook and I showed him the receipts, basically it being like, these are the messages that you sending to other girls, like, oh, Rose is just a placeholder, like, she means nothing to me, like, once we're over, it's you and me. He was like, I have to break up with you because you invaded my privacy and you're a psychotic crazy bitch, his words, for breaking into my my Facebook. And back in my mind, I was like, bitch, I'm Veronica Mars. I hacked your Facebook. His password was literally password and then his birthday. But okay, sorry, that's a cyber. But then that's the thing, is that it was such a manipulative, horrible, abusive relationship, emotionally abusive, that he made me think I did the bad thing, which was break into his Facebook.
Right, right.
Even though I knew, and that was the last straw. And then of course my ass groveled and was like, no, take me back, take me back. And then it wasn't until like I got my shit together, started, you know, really taking therapy seriously and everything, that I like packed up my car and moved to LA. And I was like, okay, I'm never going to be that girl again. Right. And then I was single for 5.5 years. Now I'm in a committed relationship where both of us have been hurt in our past. And like, that is one of the first things that we both agree on. We're like, we're just not going to cheat on each other.
Right.
And it's kind of easy. So I think it's a little hard for me to hear this. I understand and love the fact that you're trying to own a perspective of being like,
and I'm trying to stand by this perspective. It's almost just like, I guess for me, like, I stand by like just trying to get everyone's perspective, even if you don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting that perspective.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, completely. Yeah. This is like what we were talking about earlier about, and like, you don't have to agree with someone to hear them out, right? You should just let someone say their opinion. And I think it's important to surround yourself with people who don't have the same opinion as you, because then you're in a vacuum and it's just, you know, everyone's complaining about the same shit over and over again.
Right.
Kind of like at my job, but that's a sidebar.
We'll talk about another episode.
The networking episode, which should have been this one. But no, I think it's just really hard for me to hear, but you're right. I think there are going to be a lot of listeners that hear this who have been the side chick and who have been the victim of a side. And when I say side chick, I think side chick is a gender neutral word.
I'm a side chick. I'm a fucking side chick.
Well, I think it's a gender neutral word. Like, right. side chick. When I say side chick, I mean men, women. Piece. Yes, a side piece. I think there will be people who've been the side piece.
Maybe that should be the name of the episode. I'll figure it out later.
Emotional labor side piece.
Yeah. I'll think
side piece with a side of emotional labor. Anyways.
Okay, whatever.
No, just call the podcast, just the, call this episode a lot of sides.
Okay, a lot of sides.
But yeah, I think that, like, I don't know if it's a good thing that I'm on this episode, but then it's also like,
no, it is, because I feel like you kind of put a perspective on everything. One, the long distance relationship. Two, being cheated on. Three, being a side chick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, you kind of have been through all of it. And I think that, like, that's what friends are for, right? We go through these experiences, and then when your friend is going through something, you tell them, like, look, I've been through this, and you're like, you're telling me I'm being dumb. Mm-hmm.
You're not dumb. You're just making dumb choices.
Right. Right.
You're a very smart girl. You're just making silly, dumb, young choices.
And it's one of those things where it's like, he even was just like, what's the finale of this shit? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
How about the series just gets canceled? Doesn't even get us. If we're going to, it just doesn't get a finale. It just gets canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's, I was not just like, Love Island, and that's a show that should never get fucking canceled. Well, never mind. Sorry. Anyone who else watches Love Island UK, please find me on Twitter at @Rose_EddaStone. And we can talk about John and Hannah. But yes, I, to the original like thought of it, you're not a bad person. It's just
bad choices.
Yes. It's just bad choices. And yeah, I feel like I am in a long distance relationship, but I love my relationship and he loves it too. And I
think he doesn't seem like, because he was even saying how he doesn't really feel guilty about
your dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ricky.
And because, again, like I see with you and Moscow where it's like there is that true love that so that with that like comes the trust, you know.
Mm-hmm. Which, okay.
And I don't know what's going on with him and with Ricky and his chick, but like it, clearly it seems like they're not together. But together, like there's something that's like, I don't know. I don't know, you guys. I don't know. I don't press on it. And Ricky's, when if Ricky, like if you're listening, obviously we're probably gonna talk about this before I hear this episode. I just don't want to press on it because it's his situation. If he wants to come to me and talk about it, whenever he's ready, it's fine.
Can I just stir the pot and yeah. say something? How do you think he would react if there was a male Stephanie in his girl's life?
I don't know.
I think you should ask him that.
I should.
And see what I'll his reaction is. Because there might be an equivalent of you to his girl, you know? And that might mean something, you know? Right. Obviously, they don't communicate enough. Like, that's the other thing that I think is a big thing, is that they probably don't have a solid form of communication and like talking about your feelings. Like, literally anytime I have any doubt, the stupidest amount of doubt, I literally will text Moscow and be like, tell me I have nothing to worry about. He's like, you have nothing to worry about, I love you. Right, and then it's right. just like, cool, fine, just like don't feed that insecurity, like squash it. So long distance relationships are hard. They take a lot of work. Healthy relationships are actually easy. They're hard to maintain.
And that's why I can never be in a relationship with him, because the way that we started off is just like, how can I, it should, although it's easy to hang out with him, it wouldn't be an easy relationship granted the way that we started.
Yeah. And you can have a relationship with him that's friendly. I just don't think.
I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, yeah. We'll see what happens. I'm just going to live my life.
Well, because that's the other thing, is you're the only single person in this situation.
Yeah.
You could do whatever the fuck you want.
I can. I can want a date. I could go fucking fuck whoever I want.
Yeah. That's the other weird part about it, though, is that you're the single person in the relationship. So, like, your actions technically don't really affect anyone else.
Right. Because some people were just like, you know, give me advice. It's like, you don't really like owe her anything. I was like, it's not even about her. It's just like as a person, you know? And then also like, I get it. I don't owe her anything. I don't owe anyone anything. I could do whatever I want, but I don't know. I don't know.
I bet you want to drink Fireball now.
Tequila.
Oh, gauge. Hey, Tequila. I knew a girl named Tequila growing up.
Really?
Yeah, just random things out there. So networking. Oh, it looks like we've run out of time.
We are running out of time. Any last words on what was the name of the show again? A lot of sides.
There's a lot of sidebarring side situations.
Ranch barbecue sauce.
Ooh, honey mustard. There's one called Blackened Ranch, which is at Popeyes now.
What flavor would I be?
Oh, what flavor? Ooh, I like this game. Hold on. Let me think about
this. Yeah, if I was a side.
If you were a side.
Which I am. What's the flavor?
Okay, no. Because you would be a side of curly fries.
Thank you. Oh, sweet potato.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, okay, bitch. Why would you ask me if you already have your answer? Fine. You're a side of sweet potato fries. Ooh.
With like an extra $2.
No, you ready? With extra $2 with chipotle aioli.
Oh, yes.
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 And we all know I would just be a basket of fries.
Oh, no, you're not. You got hella fucking,
I would
like,
be chili cheese fries.
You would be chili cheese fries.
I would be chili cheese fries on an empty stomach. Like,
and just people just diarrhea right after.
It might be a bad choice, but like maybe the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Exactly. It's worth it. It's like worth the shits.
I'm totally,
because you are the shits.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But yes, this was probably, usually we have like really good like conclusions to our episodes.
I don't, it's more of like to be continued.
Dun dun dun. Like,
I mean, I'm trying to get you here every month, because one, it's honestly an excuse to hang out with you.
Absolutely. I love this.
Like, I just want to like hang out with you.
I need an excuse, but yeah.
I know, but I feel like we're so busy that it's just like, let's like make plans to hang out. And
well, that's the other thing is I was telling, when I was driving here, I was on the phone with Moscow and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to Stephanie's house and do the podcast. He was like, whoa, it's been a minute you guys have hung out. And I was like, I love that you know my schedule, bro. Like, I was like, oh yeah, you know that, like,
I know, I miss thing. It's okay. Well, like, relationship, you know, your relationship. I'm
well, that's the situation. Other thing. Situationship. That's what it is, a situation.
No, I got like new jobs and shit. I'm, you know, it's just a, that's another episode.
But that, and then that's also something we've talked about where it's like, that's the other episode too, because like, I'm in a relationship. More importantly, I'm in a very intense, weird place in my career.
Right.
Like, work has just been murdering me.
Right.
So it's just very, I need to do more of like things like this and like checking with my homegirls and my friends. Cause yeah, maybe I'm just going to fall on the sword. I could have stopped this. I could have come in your life earlier and just
honestly, trust me, because my friend like, Nina really would have done it. My friend Nina was just like, what are you doing from the start? It was like, girl, you're gonna feel hella guilty. Like, it,
see, Nina and I have never met, but I already fucks with her.
You so and she fucks with you hard. Like, if
Nina, shout out to Nina, she fucks with you.
She used to like, sorry, sidebar. We're like running out of time, but this is just funny.
No, you guys want to hear about this sidebar? Right.
But like, she used to like, when I ended things with Bobby. Bobby was like an artist. He was a writer. He was a visionary, and Nina, like, the whole time I was dating, was just like, oh god, this dude is whack as fuck. And like, afterwards, she was like telling me, she's just like, okay, I'm so glad that you're done with him, because like, his writing sucks. Da da da. Went all out. She's like, and the last thing, after she was like done venting, she's like, but what does Rose think?
I'm gonna be honest.
She knew that you guys would have like the same like opinion.
Look, he had aesthetically a very pleasing Instagram. It looked like a Pinterest board.
Yeah.
It was very nice and laid out. But girl, his poetry was so bad. It was like rotten milk and no honey. Like, it was so bad. And his essays were pretty good, like his like journalistic essays and stuff. But his, okay, poetry is hard, okay? I did it for fucking 10 plus years. But like, and I've seen a lot of bad stuff, and he did a lot of bad stuff. And like, I do have to say though, he was like a decent photographer. But Instagram has taught a lot of people to become
distant.
I mean, okay, come on. When you have an aesthetically pleasing Instagram,
it was all pictures of him. So he knew someone who was like taking the. He's not taking the photos of himself. Like, someone.
What about the stuff on his website? Wasn't that photos? Didn't he say he was a photographer? Are you telling me he's a lying ass, trifling ass hoe?
I don't remember him being. Maybe he was a photographer, and I just don't remember.
Oh god. See, this. I wasn't a fan of him. I was a fan of him from the jump. I remember we were sitting in the swingers booth and you showed me a photo and I was like, I literally said to you, this is a pretty Pinterest board. But I like looked at him and I was like, I don't know. I feel like if he was a girl, he would have like live, laugh, love above his bed. Right. He was basic.
I know. Even Nina was just like, because his thing was like, we're talking bad shit right now.
That's
anyway.
Fine. He does not listen.
Yeah,
we know
he
doesn't.
Do you want to plug yourself before we continue to talk shit?
Oh, yeah, sorry. this is Rose Mackley's Rose _ Etta with 2 T's Stone. Rose _ Etta Stone. Instagram, and, you know, I'm not really on Twitter, but if you watch Love Island, please tweet at me what your reactions are, because I fucking love that show. It's literally like, oh my, we're cousins, you know, and the Essex and stuff. It's fucking wild.
That's the you should have that accent. Like, I feel like you should have that accent.
Every lift that I get in, I have an accent now. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm mugged off, so pissed off that I'm fucking in LA, so all this traffic, bruv. And like, one of the lift drivers was like, are you speaking English?
Oh my god.
I was
god.
Like, oh, piss off, bruv. You think you're trying to pie me, eh? You got me on the fucking telly looking like a tit, you know? I love that show more than anything. And it's easy because, like, so I have the Irish accent.
I love
like,
that
natural. Sorry. The Irish accent. Naturally, but the Essex one. Okay, anyway, right. Sorry. Just everyone, I want to plug.
Everything.
Love Island, UK. I don't like the American. I don't focus with the American version, you know? It could put it off, you know?
And then follow me, Stephanie. Yours was the longest plug. I don't even know.
You're welcome.
Go follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there.
Because therapy's expensive.
Oh, fuck.
And that was my bag.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.